You about ready to do this thing?
Yeah, well, let me send out a text to Kristen and my wife.
Let them know. Starting the podcast.
Yeah, that way they don't bust in here and get embarrassed. So you had a good fourth, huh?
Yep. Blew up some fireworks, drink some beer.
Yeah, we did too. I didn't drink any beer, but we definitely blew up some shit. I found some. I should have brought these little M80s. I mean, they're bigger than M80s, really, and they're fucking loud as shit. So we were blowing those up. I've had them for like 10 years, so I was kind of nervous, you know.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, and those things when I lit it, the fucking fuse was fast, bro. You know, some of
Oh
them you
yeah,
get is
oh
like a
yeah.
slow one. This one was, psh, like, holy shit! I'm glad I threw that fucker. You know, but anyway,
You ready to kick this off?
let's do it, man.
All right.
Let's do it. Hey,
Five.
wait a minute! Before you start, you got your drawing?
Yeah.
Okay, this one I hadn't touched base with you on it, so I wanted to make sure. All right,
All
go ahead. Let's
right.
do this.
Five, four, three, two.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, yo, yeah, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
We're
it.
just having a we all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have
We like to have
fun. You
fun
know what I'm
here.
saying? We like to have fun here.
No.
But
Actually, if
I
you're
know we're supposed to
listening,
be bringing the funny, Jake.
if you're listening to this
yeah,
podcast,
you know.
actually turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Two Grumpy Elephants. Okay, so we didn't do it yesterday. Yesterday was the 4th of July. We took a holiday, so it was America's time, bitch. So let's leave it at that. Okay, so I am your host, Jason. Joining me, as always, is Jake.
What's up, everybody?
Jake's sporting a new America hat. You don't like it? Get the fuck out. There's a lot of shit going on, bro. We got a lot of shit going on. I don't know if I'll get to everything that I want to get
There's
to
a
today.
lot going on that's really not important.
Oh, no. Well, let's see. Yeah, none of this is important.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
it could be important. Okay, so we got a drawing. I don't think maybe you should have mentioned to you to check the email
I can
to
do it right
see
here.
if we. Yeah, check and see if we had any entries. Let me go to Facebook real quick. This is how we do it on the fly. I do not have any entries for. Yeah, I was worried that this was going to be kind of weird because most people were doing it after they see the podcast. So,
Well, we
you
said
know,
last week, to go ahead and get your entries in.
it's fine because the ones, that we're getting are really too good. I want to be able to laugh at some really straight garbage, So, and that's what I'm bringing to the table. So, anyway, so it is the 5th of July.
No.
If you're still hungover, it's not an accident. You probably had a good time last night. So,
I saw a post that said, taking a fifth on the fourth means you might not be able to go fourth on the fifth.
hell yeah. I know we had fireworks on Saturday. Our our bigger city in our area decided not to do fireworks this year for whatever reason. But
well, you didn't hear the news, you know, now? COVID cannot be spread through fireworks. It's the
is that
new,
what's going on?
It's the new COVID Delta variant. It spreads through fire.
Listen, I don't even want to get into that shit. I mean,
it's like, did you see the fire at the oil rig?
I did, dude.
It was just a COVID bomb. Oh, man. It was just a big COVID bomb.
Oh, that's where it's coming from. Yeah. Man. It's trying to leak out of the ground. Ah. So, all right. We got a lot going on. We're going to play a game of two wrongs don't make a right. I will be asking Jake a few questions or giving him a few news stories.
We'll explain,
and one
the,
of them
we'll
is,
explain the rules later on.
Okay.
They'll get it.
We have a drawing that we're going to... We can just unveil that anytime because I'm done with mine. And yeah. Yeah.
If you want to do it right now.
Well, I mean, let's wait for a second. Because...
you got something you want to get into?
I just wonder, and this really strikes me as, how dumb is the left really?
You okay? Don't want to ask me that question.
I know we say that all the time, is how dumb can they be? And every time you turn around, they are outdoing themselves in the dumbest of ways. Because they're now the ones trying to say that it's the Republicans that were trying to defund the police.
Yeah.
This whole, you know... They're coming out with all these little nidbits here and there, little swipes, and they're trying to, they're having to explain why there's such a high rate in crime since all this defund police stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah. Some of these cities actually have already defunded the police, and cities where probably you should have doubled down on funding. Now they're
seeing every city they're
gigantic, yeah, but now they're seeing a gigantic spike. So here's how they're doing this:
a gigantic spike in crime.
In crime, yes, not in utopia. It's in crime. Okay, so but here's how they're doing it. Okay, so you remember this big infrastructure bill that they've been trying to work on and get passed for like the last month?
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Well, inside of all the garbage that they put in for this infrastructure, where it was giving money to, you know, it had nothing to do with infrastructure, but they were giving money to like for gender studies and critical race theory, all the same usual bullshit that had nothing to do with infrastructure, had nothing to do with bridges and tunnels, nothing to do with roads, nothing to do with buildings. But inside of that, they put a little bit of funding for police. Very little in comparison. Very little. Very little in comparison to the bill itself. It was, what, $2 to $3 trillion over 10 years? Kind of one of those big-ass fucking bills. Well, it got voted down because it was too much bullshit in it. So now, the left can now say that Republicans refused to fund the police. Because in that bill, there was maybe enough for a trash can for a police department in Washington, D.C. or something. Now the Republicans are defunding the police. That's how they're doing it. That's what I put it together. They wouldn't be able to do this if they didn't have that in there. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody knows they're the ones that were playing... painting on the streets in Times Square, defund the police. Yeah, yeah. They were the one with the billboards. They were the ones actually coming out with the tweets. I guarantee you we could spend an hour doing a roll by of all the tweets of defund the police from the Democrats. So, but this is how they're doing it and still not really being a hypocrite, but they are. But they put that in there so they could do that. I mean, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I wanted to give people an idea of why are they saying this now. That's why. They put that in that bill. They knew the Republicans were going to squash that because it was all the other pork barrel bullshit in there that had nothing to do with infrastructure. And they're trying to get the bill down to a manageable whatever trillion you consider manageable these days. Because money's not really money anymore, you know.
Nothing exists.
I mean, you're going to walk... Here's my fear. Pretty soon, you're going to walk down the street and you're going to see $100 bills laying all over the ground, and you're not going to want to pick them up because they're worthless. That's socialism. That's communism. when money is worthless, you'll see it laying. Go to Venezuela right now. There's money all over the streets. It's worthless.
In the gutters.
In the gutters. So there's my story about how they're doing that.
Well, and it's the same, you know, I mentioned in that Ben Shapiro book I was talking about last week, how the Democrats kept Trump from extending the period that these illegal immigrant children were able to stay with their parents. They blocked Trump from being able to do that and then came out and said Trump's keeping the kids in cages.
Right.
Well, it's the same bullshit. It's the same bullshit. Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, these kids are still in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
These holding centers, they're still in all these facilities built to house.
That's the thing is, they're not cages anymore. They're confinement centers or whatever.
Yeah, nothing has changed, but they just name it different.
Yeah.
It's so hypocritical. And the problem, the reason why they get away with it the way they do is because they got the media, you know, spreading their garbage for them. And, you know, it's time to wake up, people, because that's what they've been doing all through Trump's presidency, but way before that. They get away with the most hypocrisy and the most hypocritical things. Sorry, I burped a little bit. But they get away with it because the media smoke screens it and you know, hides the truth and gives you the propaganda that they want. I mean, it's really, when Trump said that the media was the enemy of the state, he could not have been more fucking right. I believe the media, when they are pushing an agenda for one party or the other, but when their sole focus is one party, that is not journalism. That's not subjective journalism. That's following a cult. You know, that is pushing your agenda. And when he made that comment, I was like, hell yeah, that's exactly right. You know? So, you know, that's my story with the Democrats now trying to blame the Republicans. We all know better. Even in all these rioters and protesters out there, yeah, defund the police. Well, what are they supposed to do now? Them damn Republicans, man, they don't want us to have police officers, man. I don't know how do you protest with as a Democrat anymore, because they flip-flop like every 5 days. So pretty soon
you just gotta stay on Twitter, keep yourself brainwashed, and you'll learn what you're supposed to believe in by the hour.
That just goes to show you that most of their protesters and their supporters are fly-by weeklies. Whatever you're protesting, I'm for it. I've never heard of it before. Who's that guy? I don't really know. But yeah. Oh, we're doing this now? We're doing it this way? Oh, yeah. Don't worry about what I said or tweeted last week. This is what we should be protesting, because it's phony. It's bullshit. It's all bullshit. So, with that being said, I'm going to move on to my next story. And I don't have a lot of details on this one, but evidently, and you might know a little more that you can bring to the table, but is the NSA spying on Tucker Carlson? Have you heard anything about this?
So I saw a headline about that, and I just fucking went past it. Number one, of course they are.
Of course they are, but here's the kicker. You know, there wasn't much information. I even searched Tucker Carlson on Fox News, on Google. There's not much of nothing there, except for the first time ever, the NSA has sent out a statement that says, no, we are not listening or spying on you. It's almost like, no, we're not. Yeah. You're lying.
They're spying on them.
They're spying.
Motherfuckers are probably spying on us.
Well, you remember, I don't know if you remember, but a couple of months ago, maybe even more than a couple of months ago, and they were mailing the documents to, wherever, and I think it was about the voter fraud stuff. You remember when this was coming out, and those documents got open and taken away or something?
I'm with you.
So I think ever since then, they've been on Tucker's been on their radar for a while, but you know, he's got some weird stuff going on when it comes to his job, and you know, as far as journalism stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, he can't, you know, have a conversation on the phone mm-hmm. with somebody because it gets leaked all of a sudden to a newscaster or some weird shit like that, and they're trying to break this story, but you know, it gets broken before they could, like hours before they could. You know,
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. He needs to break free from the chains of Fox News and start a fucking podcast.
I think there's a few of them that are really outside of their element now in Fox News. That is Tucker Carlson for sure, mm-hmm. Sean Hannity, and Judge. How do you pronounce her name? Judge Pierre. The lady judge, she's pretty badass. She's usually on like Saturdays, and I don't watch news on a Saturday. I don't give a shit. But
I do think Hannity's a little bit more of your classic type, though. He's probably more at home with Fox News than the others, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, he's actually, you know, he's got to be getting to a point where he's saying this is not jiving, you know, no more. You know, y'all are putting out, y'all are getting all these ex-Democrat to start hosting these shows and stuff. You know, Donna Brazile, who the hell on Fox News wants to watch that?
No, not me.
I don't want to watch Fox News.
I don't want
to
watch Fox News, like, other than Tucker.
I don't either.
I don't care for Fox News.
But, yeah, I don't think none of them are any good anymore. But I do love watching Tucker Carlson. I hear enough of Sean Hannity on the radio. By the time he comes on TV, I know exactly what he's going to talk about.
Well, you know, I feel like he gets away with a little more on the radio.
Oh, he absolutely does. He absolutely does.
I feel like he's a little bit freer on his podcast form, you know, than he is.
Well, of course, yeah.
Than he is on television.
Anyway, so I don't really have a lot going. I mean, this is one of those stories I'm going to probably come back to in a future episode.
Yeah, when everything fucking blows up.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I did mention it. You know, this is my way of saying I mentioned it. But I don't have a lot of information because there's not a lot of information on it. But I thought it was weird that the NSA did come out with a statement because there was an individual saying, hey, are you spying on me? No. What do you mean? Yeah. How do you mean? You know, I thought it was funny. But anyway. So Bill Cosby was able to celebrate the 4th of July a free man.
I didn't even know we were going to talk about that today.
What are your thoughts on that?
I didn't even know. I think it's fucking ridiculous, for lack of a better term.
Well, here's what I have on this. I don't know much. I know his conviction was overturned by a higher court in that state, whatever state he was tried in. But they threw out his conviction completely. So I'm not sure.
So what I think happened was, you know, the case was closed, and I think it was a breach in some agreements or whatever to not open up that case again, and that case got opened up again. And because it was breached that way, they threw the case out and let him go. But apparently there's, like, 40 more cases behind that.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
And he's going back in. He's going back
in. He won't be free for long. But he does have more support out there than I thought he did. The lady that played with Claire Huskel on The Cosby's was in his corner, and she got a little shit from Howard University that she's an art director, some shit. But anyway, I was under the impression that this man had nobody in his corner, you know, and that's not accurate. You know, he's got
more than you're comfortable with.
Yeah, but I've also seen, now this is going to sound harsh, this is going to sound rude and probably whatever.
Hot take, everybody.
I'm telling you. All right, now listen, I don't mean this in a bad, I don't know how I mean it. It's going to come out bad, but I'm going to say it. Okay, I saw some of the pictures of these women. I don't
know. The silence speaks for itself. The silence speaks for itself. You wouldn't risk your freedom.
No! Absolutely not! I mean, we're talking. Move on. So, we did a drawing
Hold on. Have you
I can't go any further. I'm going to say it. I can't go any further. It's going to be bad.
Have you heard about Daddy Bezos?
No, I did hear something about, I don't know what, but I remember hearing that something going on.
He's going up to space or whatever, and there's this petition to,
Well, Elon Musk signed it, I heard.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he said, yeah, it'll be great to be the richest man on Earth as soon as he, Jeff Bezos goes.
So,
but he also signed the thing for him to not be able to come back.
Yeah. So he went to, or he's supposed to be going to space, and there's this big petition out there for those of you guys listening, to not let him return back to planet Earth.
Which is hilarious.
And
by
so
the way.
You know what this motherfucker does? He picks like some random old lady and he's like, hey, would you like to go with me?
Yeah, make sure grandma gets to come back.
Yeah.
That's called insurance, brother. I already invited like 8 random strangers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and
that's insurance. That's CYA. Yeah. That's
that
CYA.
Is definitely a Wall Street move right
there.
No,
but you know, that's not what I wanted to talk about, though. That was just a funny little tidbit.
That's funny.
But he's stepping down.
As CEO of
Amazon.
Amazon?
Yeah.
Well, what else has he got to
he's
prove
stepping
at this
down.
Point? Who's going to replace him?
I don't know. Some jerk off. I didn't get too...
Nobody we've ever heard of.
Yeah, I didn't get too much into that, but... You know, and the fucking left is all like, oh, great. This is excellent. They hate Jeff Bezos, bro.
And what is so weird is the hate that they have for him. And he is like...
It's just about how much money he's got.
Well, have you heard of how he runs some of his warehouses?
Don't work there.
Well, that's what I say, too. I mean, that's called...
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. You don't like Jeff Bezos being a fucking billionaire? I got a challenge for you. This is 2GE challenge, okay?
Oh, shit. This is exclusive. It's an exclusive.
Go the rest of your life without using Amazon if you're not fucking happy with the way he's running his shit. You know, I'm going to tell you what. Challenge failed for me. I'm going to use Amazon. Amazon's awesome. It's awesome.
We've already paid for a year of Amazon Prime, so I mean it's gonna be at least a year before I boycott that shit. That's $100 a year, you know, but you know, free shipping. Yeah. You know?
Is it $100 a year? I thought it was $75.
It may have came down, but not only do you get the free shipping, you get the Amazon Prime, the Amazon Music.
Movies, music.
You get all that. I mean, it's worth it. It's just for a streaming thing, you know. But you know, my wife's she uses Amazon a lot. For her to not be able to use Amazon, we may have a marriage issue. If I told her you can't no longer use marriage.
I don't even... I go out for food. I don't... Other than that, everything's on Amazon.
And if DoorDash was a little cheaper, you probably wouldn't even do that.
If DoorDash was a little cheaper, I wouldn't leave the fucking house.
Yeah. I mean, only for the lightning, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. But so there's that. He's stepping down from Amazon.
But we'll get to our games.
The left is having a fucking jerk off soggy biscuit party with that.
Well, now that I know that what that is, I don't really want to elaborate on that. Let's move on from that.
Did you hear about this Olympic runner?
Which one? The one that got banned for smoking marijuana, or the one that?
The other one I'm not even talking about. I'm not even getting that any fucking
I don't want to give
platform.
Her any airtime at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
But this other girl, I know who you're talking about. Shyla something.
I wouldn't try.
Yeah, I'm probably... This is close
I wouldn't
to
try.
But anyway, she failed. And now this happened a month or maybe a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Ago, she won. Yeah, well, I mean... She won the 100-yard meter or whatever it was, and then after that race, she failed her drug test.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It wasn't a drug. Now, she's got support on both sides of the aisle on this, mm-hmm. by the way.
Here, you fill in our listeners. I'm going to fill up my cup real quick.
Okay. Well, anyway, so she has this event, you know, or this match. She wins. But then after that, she does, they do a drug screening, and turns out she failed the drugs test for marijuana. Now, she says that she had a death in the family. She lost, I think it was her mother or her, well, it was coined as biological mother in the story. So she lost her mother and was dealing with that, and that was her kind of coping with it, with the loss. So she had a joint, smoked some marijuana, and failed the test. Now, because of her failing that test, she was given a 30-day suspension of, competing, which put her out of competing in the Tokyo Games, from what I understand. So,
okay, see, I didn't know it was just a 30-day suspension. I'm glad I came back when I did. I thought she was, like, out. Was,
but I think because of the 30 days, she's not able to compete for the spot in the Olympics, maybe? You know, so that's kind of how she's not able to do the Olympics, because she can't qualify.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the suspension. But she's got support from Matt Gaetz. We all know what's going on with Matt Gaetz right now down in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you want that kind of support yet. But she's also got some naysayers on the Democratic side, too, because here's the thing, though. It's not an enhancer. You know, it's just marijuana. Doesn't make her stronger, don't make her faster, don't make her run longer. You know, it has nothing to do with steroids, anything like that.
Yeah, so I've got two views on it. My first view is, like, it's weed. Get over it. It's weed. Careful. My second view is, it's the rules.
Well, that's kind of where I'm at. Those rules were there for... Here's what I want to know. How many other people got suspended for that and didn't get... immunity for it. You know, all right, you don't do it again, you know, whatever. If it's a rule, it's a rule. You have to follow the rules.
Yeah.
If not, then you'll be, you know, it wouldn't be fair to the others that got in trouble for it and didn't get to compete, but then you got a pass. You know, I wouldn't think that's right.
So
you knew those rules. Those rules were, you're a professional athlete. You know what you can and can't do. You knew when you took that there was a chance you got caught.
Now, so, I think it should be a rule? Probably not. If anything, weed will probably just slow you down. You know, fuck it.
I think it would
but,
negatively affect you, because you would get lazy. You get, you know, you pig out on snacks. I mean, I don't know what marijuana
you look at Joe
does
Rogan.
To you.
You look at Joe Rogan, you know.
That motherfucker works like 8-19 hours a day so he can smoke that joint.
Yeah.
You know, but I will also say this. If it's legal in certain states, you know.
That's a whole nother thing. Like,
but should that even be a rule anymore? If it's not a performance-enhancer drug, then should that even be a rule anymore? I think maybe that rule is maybe a little arcane.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like, I don't believe it should be a rule. But also, it is at the moment the rule.
Right, exactly. And I think
you don't get to fucking go on social media and have a fucking pity party, and then, you know, in hopes that you won't have to face the consequences of your actions. Whether the consequences are ridiculous or not, they are your actions. You knew the consequences. Face them.
Yeah, I think that's where it's probably going to stay. I really don't think it would be fair to anybody else that got in trouble for that and didn't get that break or pass. So, I mean, it sucks because she would probably represented America well. Not like the other dumb bitch that can't throw a hammer. So, whatever.
Yeah, fuck her.
Anyway.
But that's just an interesting, I think it's an interesting, you know,
yeah,
debate topic, you know.
Well, I'm hoping
watching the debates on the internet.
Yeah. Well, did you cook out yesterday?
We cooked in,
right? Well, I don't know if you noticed, but you probably saved 16 cents from last year's cookout. I don't know if you are able to do the math yet, but according to Biden administration, barbecues are at least 16 cents cheaper than last year. Now, in comparison to how much gas it probably took you to get to that backyard barbecue that you were going to somebody's house,
$17.
Probably washed out that 16 cent, but they were all up and like, you know, they were like happy about saving 16 cent on a hot dog.
Bruh, give me and a pair of scissors and a Sunday Funnies and I'll save you 16 cents on everything at Food Lion.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like they are taking these little wins. Here's what I'm going with this. If that's your win, you remember when we were winning with Trump? We were winning some big shit. Yeah, okay? Yeah. We were winning, putting Jerusalem in our embassy in Jerusalem. Big win. Okay? Getting peace talks between certain countries that would never have never been able to do. Big win. Putting up a wall. Big win. 16 cent on a hot dog? Yay! What's that's not a win, especially when you look at inflation right now on other things and gas and lumber.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm a fucking American. I'll pay full fucking price for my ballpark beef hot dog.
Well, I'm a bright leaf guy, so that's where we'll differ. Okay,
the 2GE battle of the century.
The real American hot dog is bright leaf, and I'll take that to the grave. Okay, so I want to bring this up before we get started because I almost forgot it, and it's very important. So Trump was on the radio. You know somebody had taken over Trump, Russia's spot. Well, not taking over, but they have Russia's spot now. I think it's...
You were saying his name the other day.
Baxton, something?
Something like that, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, but he had Trump on. It was like one of their first guests of starting the show. They had Trump on, and that guy tried everything he could to get Trump to commit to either running or starting his campaign for 2024. And Trump would not give it to him.
I mean, you'd do the same thing if we had Trump on.
Absolutely, I would. I'm like, hey man, you need some help? I could make signs. I could do whatever you need. I need some commitment though. But now I didn't get to finish the whole show because I'm working. And I'm just listening to it on the radio, but the good majority of what I heard, he wasn't giving him what he wanted. So I'm just giving throw this out there. I mean, he's not doing all these, you know, cameos and drive-bys for nothing. You know, there's a reason why he's on the radio. There's a reason why he's doing what he's doing. Is it just for the House, the midterms? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. What do you take from him not committing to something this early?
House, midterms, whatever, presidency, whatever. The motherfucker was on TV for like 10 years before ever running for president. He loves the attention. I think even after a second term, that still won't be the last we've heard of Trump because he's going to continue to do these talk shows. He's going to continue to do these radio shows. Trump is an attention whore. All right, he loves
just
the attention.
To keep this in mind,
you know,
after this 4 years and he wins another 4 years, he will be in his 80s.
Well, and now don't forget what the liberals were putting out last year.
Cognitive test?
No, what the liberals were putting out last year was, you know, fucking 8 more years. 8 more years, you know. That's what the liberals were saying that we were all saying. Get Trump in for a third term.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, like we're trying to rewrite democracy on a napkin or something. But, all right, so I don't know. It was weird because he would deflect a lot. He was deflecting. He started talking about lumber prices, started talking about gas prices. Anytime that host tried to ask him, so can you give us something right now, some kind of commitment that you are planning on running in 2024 or you're not going to run in 2024? But he wouldn't. So I don't know how to take that. I mean, I'm a little nervous. You know, maybe he's keeping it a secret so you don't get. Okay, here's the thing, and here's probably what I need to recognize too, is the minute he does, the minute he throws down the gauntlet and says, yes, I'm running again, they will be all over him tenfold what they are right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's his strategy, try to go races in the midterms, because that would be a big distraction for, you know, some of your vulnerable Republicans. But there's talk that we take back the House. There's a good chance we take back the House and possibly the Senate. And that would put Biden a lame duck president, you know. So that's what we want. Anyway, so I talked about the 16 cent everybody saved this year on hot dogs. That's great. I don't know what you can do with all your money. I would invest it wisely, probably not in Bitcoin.
So I
got one more story I would like to bring up. I'm just going to drive by and then we can get to the game. Okay. All right. So you know that Gary Newsom. I said it right.
You didn't.
I did. Gary Newsom.
Gavin Newsom.
I fucking wrote Gary. That's how bad. Okay, Gavin. All right, that one was for you, Trace. That's funny. All right, I've done it so much now I don't even recognize his name. Okay, so you know how they were having the recall vote and all that shit. Well, they got like almost 2 million signatures on that petition. So, and if that gets a ball rolling on certain protocol of the recall. Well, I think a couple days ago or a week ago, the DMs, and kind of hush-hush, changed the fucking rules. They voted on it and changed the fucking rules. And what that means is, okay, so he has to kind of rerun for his seat or his governorship. So instead of 3 months out, it's only 1 month out. So what it means is that gives any challengers only a month to commit to running, build a campaign, and defeat Gavin Newsom.
What a bunch of sneaky bastards.
So instead of they having 3 months to do that before the election, they've only got one, which absolutely helps Gavin Newsom because he's already established. He's got name recognition. He's in there. It's hard to, you know, to beat an incumbent, you know? And did I say that right? An incumbent is one already in office, correct?
I don't know that word. I was just going to go by that one.
I'm pretty sure I'm right. An incumbent is one that's already in office and rerunning. Okay, so if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. So anyway, but it's hard to beat someone that's already in office, you know, because people... But this is weird because it's a recall thing, so, I mean... But he really, by doing that, the Democrats really hurt any challengers. Kind of probably sway some away that may decided to try. Because they've only got a month to organize. It takes a while to kind of get some of that. So, I mean, he may outlast this recall thing. The reason I'm bringing it up because of that rule change. But, I mean, I think that's sneaky as fuck, dude.
It's sneaky
as
fuck, and, you know, if it was anywhere else, I'd be pissed off, but it's California. Californians, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, well, I mean, the motherfuckers are starting to move down this way, and I don't like that either.
Yeah.
You know, if you're moving from California because of you taxes and property taxes and whatever, don't move to where I'm at and start voting the same fucking way, dumbass.
Don't bring your policies down here.
Don't bring your shit down here. I mean, that's why Austin, Texas is the way it is right now. Texas, oh, shit. Sorry about that. Texas is getting really close to being a purple state. Look, I mean, it was close in the election. I mean, if we lose Texas, dude, Republicans will never win another election ever again. I mean, that's the scary truth about that. I mean, because I think, 35 electoral votes for Texas? Pretty fucking big chunk. I don't know how we make that back up. You know, so if we lose Texas, we're fucked as far as Republicans go. So, all right, you ready to play the game of two wrongs don't make a right?
First, let's go ahead and show off our drawings.
All right, so we just decided we were going to draw Mitt Romney. Now, I did a little extra today because I had more time. So, I forgot how bad it was. All right. So I'll go first since I made you go first last time. All right. So here's mine. Okay. And I don't know if you can read it if it's backwards, but it got a little.
Fuck you.
Yeah. And then it goes, I'm a big POS. Mitt Romney. Yeah. Mitt Romney.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Mitt D-bag Romney. Forgot the D-bag there. But
mine's a little bit more creepy, I think.
Okay. Oh, but that looks like him a little bit, to be honest with you. Yeah, that's some Joker ass grin too.
Yeah.
And his penis shaped nose is perfect. Yep.
And then the reptilian eyes.
Oh yeah. Perfect. So all right, so that was our Mitt Romney. That'll go in the vault. If you ever want to see that again, you got to watch the episode. I may or may not post him on Facebook. I don't know. It'll be fun, maybe. All right, so are you ready for Two Wrongs Don't Make a Right?
Let's get this show on the road. Ready for this.
All right, I think I may have messed up, because, and I'm not going to say how, but maybe not. Maybe it's fine. Okay, so my first story for Two Wrongs Don't Make a Right. All right, let me get it pulled up here.
We need some fucking music. We need some theme music for Two Wrongs Don't Make a Right.
Yeah, maybe we should do something like that.
Something a little let's funky. See.
Okay, so de Blasio. We all know who that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me get that taken care of. Okay, so he has come up with a system, according to CNN, where, and I want to say this right because, okay, now we're ready. De Blasio announced a system for reporting social distancing violations. Now, I need you to listen to it. Knowledgeable actors reporting etic noncompliance. You want me to read that again?
Yeah.
Knowledgeable actors reporting etic, E-D-I-C-T. Am I saying that right? Etic? It's a weird word.
I guess. I don't.
Okay, anyway. Noncompliance. And unfortunately, the acronym of knowledgeable actors reporting etic noncompliance is Karen. So you can imagine what the people have run with on this, okay? So at a New York press conference this morning, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio unveiled a new way that individual citizens can help enforce social distancing. And he goes, police could do a lot, but, of course we defunded them. But anything they don't like, de Blasio said, that's what we have and created a new enforcement program, knowledgeable actors reporting etic noncompliance, or Karen for short. So they're actually calling it Karen. Okay. Is there any more information you want for this story?
Go ahead and give me the three stories, and then I've got three questions for each story to ask if I want to.
Okay, so my second story is IKEA. You know the furniture company, right? So IKEA unveils a LGBTQ themed sofas. Okay. So it looks like they've made.
You cut out.
Oh, shoot. Okay. So IKEA has launched a new line of LGBTQ themed sofas and couches, chairs, stuff. And it's about. Why isn't the pictures loading up? But anyway, it's the couches and they've glued flowers all over them and shit. And it's fucking hideous. It reminds me of some grandmother's couch on the front porch at the beach. Just floral patterns. Think of your worst floral pattern. That's what I'm looking at right now. I can't show you the picture, but a lot of people in that community won't too excited about it or anything, but they do have a LGBTQ themed love seats. They have everything from gigantic ruffles to colorful patterns and false colors. The Swedish retailer said in a press release that it hopes the campaign will honor the richness and diversity of the 2SLGBTQ community. Plus, you gotta put that plus in there now. I didn't know if you knew that. That's a thing. So anyway, that's my second story.
And it's not LGBTQ, it's LGBTQAAIP+.
Well, they're saying LGBTQ+. I think they just maybe...
They're just trying to give them all... They're just trying to get them all in real quick.
Yeah. Okay, so my third and final one is... Trump has started, because of the gas prices and everything, Trump has decided to make ads on gas pump TVs. You know the little TVs that they have on the gas pumps now? And he's got some of them that says, hey, that's quite a bit of money there. You miss me yet? And shit like that. And it's pretty funny. Let's see if I can get some of them.
You're talking about like at the Circle K's?
Yeah, I feel like you're pumping gas at the Circle K or whatever. You know, you got those TVs up there. He's actually doing political ads now on the gas pumps. And there's a couple of them up there about how gas was cheaper when he was up there. And now that you're paying an extra $1.50 for gas. And, you know, so now he's starting to do some ads on there. So, that might be something. But anyway, that's my three stories.
Okay.
You tell me which one you have the questions on, and I'll do my best to make it something. I mean, tell you something.
I don't think I have too many questions.
You're probably going to get this one easy, aren't you?
I will say the Trump one's false.
All okay. Right.
Those motherfuckers are you way too liberal. Well, I mean, save all the answers.
I mean, I'll just say this. Before you make your final, money talks.
Yeah, but...
I mean...
This is a fucking politically...
Because we have liberal commercials on our on Rush Radio and shit like that. So, you know, even Fox News will take that money.
The Trump one, I think the Trump one's out.
Okay.
IKEA. I mean, come on, after what they did with the food. After what they did for Black History Month, putting on fried chicken, watermelon, mac and cheese on their menu. I mean, come on.
So you can see them doing this right down their alley kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah, yeah. I can see them doing it.
And then the Karens thing is too, that's too on the nose. I mean, I 100% believe that that's something that would happen. I mean, look at what Roy Cooper's done here with his agents of COVID, you know, agents of social distance, whatever you want to call them.
Whether it's true or false on this, in particular on our game, but whether it, I mean,
it's, there's there probably a
versions
file.
Of, there's, yeah, yeah, there's yeah. versions of that.
There's probably a Absolutely. Plan on his desk right now for that.
Yeah. It may not have the, you know, whatever.
But I think that one's too on the fucking nose. I think that one's fake. I think the real one is the IKEA.
That's your final answer.
That's my final one.
Well, you're right. It was the IKEA is the correct one. When you get a chance, go look at some of these couches, dude. I mean,
I'll pull them up right now.
Well, you'll probably start freezing if you do that, but they're crazy. They're hideous. I mean, I thought gay people in general were known for their style and you know, great decor. This is just too flamboyant of a couch, and it's like you go in the old country kitchens and you see the chicken curtains and stuff. That's fun for a restaurant, but you don't have that in your house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't, you know, whatever, but
That one's just got a bunch of hands all over it.
It weird, right? So Jake was right. The Trump story is false. And I think I probably gave it away because that's one of my stories that he wouldn't commit to a 2024 run. So that may have helped you a little bit, maybe not. But the de Blasio thing, I wanted that to be real so bad.
I wanted that one to be real. I wanted the Trump one to be real. I want to fucking go to work tomorrow and see Trump going, Ms. Mia.
Well, yeah. What a good idea. If it's, that's false. But what an awesome idea if you can tap into that. Yeah, what an awesome idea. I want to do this, though. Okay, so de Blasio, wrong. Trump does not have ads on gas pumps now. The IKEA thing was right. It was the true story of the game.
And then, you know, I thought it was a 50-50 toss-up between that and then the Karen story.
Yeah, I think the Karen was like you said, this was a little too on the nose there. Can I just say this? Great job winning the game. And I want to leave you with this. I don't know what's going on with this building that collapsed in Florida. But I will say this. Every building in Florida has to be built
on a strict code.
Okay. I don't know.
Repeat that. You got.
Okay. The building in Florida that collapsed. Every building in Florida has to be built to withstand a Category 5 hurricane. That's the specs. That's the code in Florida. I don't know what happened, but it's starting to look a little weird.
It was definitely intentional.
It looks weird. Okay. I'm going to leave it at that. I don't know how old this building was. It doesn't look like it was very old. I mean, I don't know how old it was, but usually these buildings in Florida withstand a great deal of intense elements. And a lot of people are missing and maybe dead, or I don't know if there's, I don't know at this point if there's hope for any survivors in there. I mean, there may be a pocket. But, you know, I just think that's a little strange that this building collapsed the way it did. And I'll leave it at that. I ain't trying to damper the show, but I just think
that's something to think about.
Something
everybody should be thinking about. Everybody else should also be thinking about liking and subscribing, leaving comments.
Getting in the fucking game.
Get in the game.
Being a part of something. Helping us by supporting us and spreading the word.
Share us on your Facebook page. Share our Facebook page on your Facebook page.
Yeah, don't be a pussy. Let's do it.
Don't be a pussy.
That's good. Get in the fucking game,
do
all
right? Do it! I can't do it with a straight face.
Do it!
I can't do it with a straight face. All right.
Just do it. All right. Later. We're out. Hope you enjoyed your fourth. Later.